Learning more about you from what you like on Facebook or tweet on Twitter. The Guardian in the UK reports that a multinational security firm has secretly developed software capable of tracking your movements and predicting future behavior by mining your data from social networking websites.
Ryan Gallagher is a journalist who covers surveillance technology and online privacy for The Guardian. He writes about this and joins us live to talk about it. Thanks for being here, Ryan.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Tell us more about this software, because people are genuinely a little freaked out when it comes to how much information can be gleaned online.
Yeah, well, this is why, I mean, this story in particular is interesting, because it really shows a very rare insight into this sort of technology that can basically sort of monitor people online. And this one in particular, it can scan sort of Twitter, Facebook, Foursquare, websites like that, and it can pull up and visualize everything about a person very quickly, and it's very easy for them to use it, and it can sort of allow them to sort of predict future behavior and things like that on the basis of what people are doing online, posting publicly online.
How exactly does this software by Raytheon work?
Well, I mean, I think the term they would use to describe it is data mining, and we sort of had described it as a Google for spies. It's kind of like, it looks a bit like a search engine. And I mean, I wouldn't want to get too heavy into the technical aspects of it, but basically it just allows them to sift out like a sieve almost information that people are posting publicly. And it does it in a very clever way, and it's very easy to use. So they can pull all this information together all in sort of what, and you know, only by doing one sort of search query.
It's known as Riot, this software, right? Tell us about it and who has access to it.
Well, I mean, it's, Raytheon say that it was a research and development project that they haven't sold to anyone, but it was shared with U.S. government in 2010, they have acknowledged. And I know that last year they were showing it off to the U.S. intelligence community. So there is a lot of interest in this kind of technology for from the intelligence community, agencies maybe like the CIA or the National Security Agency, but also I would speculate probably agencies like the FBI would be quite interested in this kind of technology too.
In our final 30 seconds, what about privacy advocates? What are they saying about this technology?
Well, they're quite concerned about it, mainly because it pulls together so much information on people in a way that isn't regulated. There's no oversight, really, with how this type of technology is used. So the worry from a privacy perspective is that this kind of technology can easily be misappropriated, and no one really knows how or how it's used, because it's done secretly as well. So maybe a bit more oversight is what the privacy advocates are calling for.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much. Really interesting.
No problem. Thanks.
It's Ryan Gallagher. He's a journalist covering surveillance technology and online privacy for The Guardian.